Standing and Growing. Day 31. Bible reading from 2 Corinthians. Chapter 13. Verses 9 to 11.
For we are glad when we are weak, and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification, and not for destruction. Greetings and benediction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
The Living Bible paraphrase of verse 9 is excellent. Our greatest prayer and wish is that you will become mature Christians. That was Paul's constant desire for all believers everywhere. The word, perfection, in verse 9 means to be made complete. It is used in Matthew, chapter 4, verse 21, where the men were mending their fishing nets by the Sea of Galilee. Paul's prayer was for the Corinthian Christians to be restored to the place where they had once been and even more to grow and go on in Christ. He said it again in verse 11, aim for perfection. The most urgent need for the unsaved is to be born again. The most urgent need for believers is to grow in Christ. Too many of us are still like spiritual babies. If our spiritual life and growth could be seen as obviously as our physical condition, it might be humiliating. In the natural world, no other creature has a childhood as long as the child of human parents. Perhaps the only one who takes longer is the believer who has never grown in Christ. We will never reach perfection until we arrive in heaven, but there is a lot of growing that can be done between now and then. How can we grow? Briefly, we need the right diet of the Word of God, the right attitude to the indwelling Spirit of God, and the right environment among the family of God. Paul's last words in verse 14 could be seen as the result of growing in Christ, you will know the blessing of God. That is what we want and need most of all, isn't that? Aim for perfection, aim to grow. It is never too late to start growing. Ask the Lord to help you start or restart today.